We're back here on Giants.com, joined by Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. The OTAs continue here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. And, Paul, we heard from head coach Tom Coughlin after practice today, and a lot of conversation about Corey Washington. We heard from Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning about the Giants' second-year wide receiver.
He's worked hard. He's had a good attitude. He's had a smile on his face. He's done most everything we've asked him to do. And I think every time that he's been called upon, he seems to have responded.
Yeah, I think Corey's had a good camp. He's made some plays. I think a better understanding of the offense in his second year and playing faster.
And, Paul, that's probably the most praise we've heard about Corey Washington since exhibition games last season, mostly because he wasn't on the field a whole lot since exhibition games last season. But they really think there's been a lot of progress from him so far.
Yeah, there has been, John. And remember, with Coach Coughlin, you really do have to earn your snaps in practice and at camp if you're going to get on the field. Now, there's no doubt that Eli and Corey Washington seem to have some more chemistry going. We can see that in practice, John. And this comes away from a guy who in August caught a touchdown pass in each one of his preseason games. So we know he's got the skills, and we know he can be productive. Now, if he could take it to the next level and really understand everything, that's really going to help his causes.
And we heard from Corey Washington as well. If you want to watch that, go to Giants.com. He talked about how he understood why he didn't play last year, learning the routes and becoming more of a professional wide receiver. Another second-year player Giant fans are keeping an eye on this year is Nat Burhe. A lot of people expected that he could be a player that could step into one of the starting safety roles. But, Paul, so far he has not been on the field because of a calf injury. Tom Coughlin talked about it today. It hurts him not being out there, but Cooper Taylor is reaping the benefits.
You know, a young player, Burhe, a second-year guy who needs the reps, especially with a new defensive coordinator in here, John. Every single rep that he gets would be critical to his development and his chances of locking down a starting job. I think Coach is frustrated. It looks like that to me. But as you said, Cooper Taylor, third-year player, 2 years sidetracked by injury, but he's changed his diet, he's lowered his body fat, and he's feeling pretty good right now.
And finally, I smiled when Tom Coughlin said to the media today when he was asked about the offensive line, defensive line, guys, there's no contact. We really can't tell that much. We've been trying to tell you that for 2 years, but Tom Coughlin says it in Paul, when there's not a lot of contact and you're just working on pads, you're just, you know, showing off your technique, until these offensive and defensive linemen get on the field, we're really not going to know what the Giants have there.
No, you're really not going to know, because in the trenches, where it's all about the line of scrimmage, you just can't really see much right now.
Paul, appreciate the time.
You got it, John.
That's your 2-minute drill on Giants.com. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.